This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When it comes to hiring, don't search for a great talent, match with them. Thanks to Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find qualified candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. Go to Indeed.com/listen and tell them you heard about them from this podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Go Birds! What's going on, everyone, and good morning. Today is Thursday, December 12th, and this is your daily Go Birds morning update, giving you all the Eagles news you need to know, as well as what to keep an eye out for today. And, well, we have a very full, different kind of daily pod today. So, as you know, in case you've been living under a rock, I'm not really sure why that expression makes sense, though. Like, you could live under a lot of things and not hear about things. But regardless, obviously, since Sunday after the game to Monday when Brandon Graham spoke, a lot of A.J. Brown and Jalen Hurts controversy. Do they hate each other? Do they not hate each other? Is it a problem? Is it not a problem? Is it going to be a distraction? Is it not going to be a distraction? Well, Wednesday was our first look at how the team is going to handle it. Obviously, Nick Sirianni spoke on Tuesday to WIP, but Wednesday, in front of full media with everybody watching, streamed online, Nick Sirianni, A.J. Brown, Jalen Hurts, all spoke. So we are going to get into all of that today. It's going to be an audio heavy podcast. I just think after so many days of talking about this and hearing everyone's opinion under the sun about it, including mine and James, National, WIP, all those things, I just want you to hear their words of what they have to say, and you can take your own interpretation from what you want. And then obviously I'll have some more of my opinions because I can't help it at the end. So let's start off where we always do, though. What is on the schedule today? The Eagles will be back at work on what should hopefully be a less rain-filled, less controversy-filled day of work as they prepare for the Pittsburgh Steelers. Practice begins at 2:15. Get a chance to see who's out there and who's not. And then at 4:20, the locker room opens. And I'm guessing there won't be as many reporters in the locker room on Thursday. We're still waiting to hear from Devontae, but obviously he wasn't as involved in this controversy as AJ was. So that's what you should be on the lookout for on Thursday. The injury report, the Eagles did practice. They practiced outside, which was kind of surprising. Felt like a very bubble day to me with the weather. But they practiced outside. Looked like a few vets got some rest. Mekhi Becton, Landon Dickerson, Lane Johnson didn't practice. I wouldn't be too worried about that. They're going to play on Sunday. Chauncey Gardner-Johnson was out there. Didn't have a helmet on. My guess is he will play on Sunday. And then Reed Blankenship also back at practice. He did have a helmet. He should be good to go for Sunday. So looks like they're going to be a pretty healthy team. Devontae was out there, which is good to see after, you know, the hamstring, you know, coming back from that. So yeah, looks like they'll be pretty healthy on Sunday against the Pittsburgh Steelers. And they need it because this is a big time game on Sunday for a lot of reasons, both as they continue to try to push for the one seed, but also after this week, they could certainly use a win. So let's get into it. And as I said, I just want to play the AJ session for you. It's 7 minutes long. He said so many things. AJ is so good at speaking to the media. I remember last year when he didn't talk for a few weeks, then he finally did talk and I tweeted it saved the season, but it did not, obviously. But he did awesome there talking about it, defending Nick, all those things. I thought he did a really good job this time too. So I'm going to play it for you in its entirety just because I want you to hear it all and you can have your own opinions of it. So here is AJ Brown talking to the media about the Jalen controversy, Brandon's comment, passing the ball, all those things.
AJ, obviously there's been a lot of talk, especially from Brandon Graham, about your relationship with Jalen. Yeah. Do you just want to offer any clarity on what's going on there?
Yeah, BG. Which is being BG, is emotional. In that case, he just misspoke. You know, me and Jalen are good. So it's BG. Everybody loves BG. You know, he's speaking from the heart. You know, he's just giving his perception on something from the outside. So.
But he's around you guys, you know, all the time, though. Could you see where there might be a misperception based off of what he's
I think that's what the world did. You know, they perceived what I said about passing and felt like it was an attack on Jalen, and I think that's what he did. You know, me and Jalen, relationship is personal. So I can see that.
Would you characterize your relationship with Jalen right now?
Me and his relationship are good. So
have you spoken,
AJ?
Sorry to say that.
Does any of this impact you?
Not at all, man. We're trying to go out here and do our job each and every Sunday. It's no personal or business. Like I said, BG is just speaking, and he just kept speaking, and it's whatever.
When you mentioned passing, a lot of people obviously took that as a criticism on Jalen. What did you mean by passing?
You know, when he asked the question, what the offense can do better, obviously it's not running the ball. He's about to win MVP. Like, literally. So what other thing we do on offense? We have to pass the ball. And that can go into a protection. That go picking up a block. That go to us getting open quicker, being on the same page, Jalen Reeves, or whatever the case may be. It's a collect group of things. And, you know, I think they just kind of just spend it that way. And, you know, and I said that for a reason, you know, honestly, because, like, we went to the Super Bowl and lost. We tried again next year. It was 10-10 and whatever our record is, and it was a landslide. And here we go again. And it's something that we can correct right now while we have the opportunity. And that's why I was bringing the awareness of bringing it to everybody's attention. Like, it's something we can focus on. Like, we know we can run the ball. Saquon's doing a great job. Like, we're not against running the ball. We love Saquon. Ask him what I tell him at the end of the game. In the game. Like, do your job. In the game. Like, so this is fine. I'm okay with being whatever bad guy I have to be for the city, the town, whatever the case may be, for my team to holding everybody accountable, be accountable, and to get better. So if I'm that guy, I will be that guy gladly. So
is it frustrating sometimes when it feels like there's outside narratives that are kind of infiltrating?
No, honestly, because, you know, we don't care. You know, we're not into feelings. We're not even trying to hold everybody's hands. We're going out here trying to do a job, and we're holding everybody accountable. And so when I say passing, that's speaking on the entire offense, including myself. So we're not in it for feelings. We're trying to hold the Lombardi up and in a trophy. That's the end goal. So who cares if they want to spin it and perceive me to be a bad guy? I'm throwing somebody on the bus. Who cares? Like, it's about what we're trying to do at the end. So.
Brandon said he was going to apologize to you and Jalen. Have you talked to Brandon?
Yeah, I talked to both guys. I'm going to keep that between us, you know.
Were you stunned when you heard it on Monday? Like, there's a problem with what DJ had said. Were you stunned by anything?
Yeah, honestly. I didn't know what was going on. I tried to laugh it off at first. But it's Philly. You know? And I'm not blaming it on the media or the internet, but You know, it's just Philly.
Nick said that he incorporated it in his team meeting.
Yeah.
Or something like today. What did you take away from that?
I'm going to keep that between us and the team. So,
yeah. What do you think is passing the – how is the passing
the – going into detail, like last game, it was protection. It was picking up a block. It was maybe reads on Jalen's part. It was me, us getting open quicker, being where we need to be. You know, it's a timing thing. You know, it's not saying like the sky's falling with our passing game, but it's something to bring awareness to focus on it and to triple down and to get better in the moment that we have. You know, I was a little frustrated. The Panthers, not saying they're a bad football team, but you know, we go out here and try to dominate, and that wasn't a dominant performance. We know the players we have in this locker room, and we talk about the things that we want to do, and that wasn't what we're capable of. And not saying everything has to go perfect every single game, because we know, you know, it plays different every single time, but that's not what we talk about. And I only said what I said because it was like self-inflicted. If somebody making a play, you know, kudos to them. They're in the NFL too, you know, but if it's self-inflicted, definitely going to speak up about it, and we're definitely going to try to correct those mistakes and move forward.
AJ, last 4 or 5 weeks for the offense, you haven't thrown downfield. Is that part of your frustration?
Again, just trying to be on the same page, regardless of if it's down the field. We just want to be on the same page. So.
Nick has talked about the importance of finding joy in wins, even when you're not playing to the standard. How do you balance those things when, like, you want more, but you still got to win?
I think, honestly, I think Nick may be talking to the guys that are new here. It's because of the guys that have been here. Like I said, we have faced those emotions of going to the Super Bowl and losing. Last season, it been a season that we're not proud of. And right now, we have an opportunity to correct those things. So sometimes, whenever we win, we're still not satisfied. And we can't be satisfied. We have to continue to keep growing and keep pushing forward. So for some of us, a win is a win, and we're trying to keep going. You know, it's not too much joy into it. You know, it's just we sacrificing our lives with this, and it's just like we're putting all our eggs in one basket and hoping to pay off. You know, and it's not a good feeling when you get to the edge and you fall short. And we've done that twice, so
AJ,
we have an opportunity to fix everything and move forward. So.
AJ, do you feel like last year you didn't speak because you didn't want to say the wrong thing, and then this time you did speak and you didn't say a whole lot. But you feel like sometimes you're just misunderstood, or
I'm not even gonna play the victim role. You know, I said what I said for a reason, to bring that awareness. So, like I said, that's why I said what I said. So, regardless of misunderstood or however I'm perceived, that's fine.
Jalen did say about the slow start, saying maybe that's kind of who we are. What do you think you guys could do to correct that slow start?
I don't know. I really don't know. But we're definitely trying our best to put our best foot forward and to be efficient when we go on the field to start the game, you know, to get the game rolling. So.
All right, thanks, guys.
So obviously a lot to take from that. First, you know, he says he's good with Jalen. Good to hear. That'll help, you know, some people not be worried about it. His thing about passing the ball, I thought the most poignant comment in there was they lost the Super Bowl in 2022. They didn't win it in 2023, and he doesn't want that to happen again in 2024. I've said this on pretty much every pod I've been on. I've said, which would only be this pod, but every WIP hit, like wherever I've been, I truly do believe AJ cares a ton about winning. I haven't been around a lot of diva receivers in my time covering the team. Just frankly, the Eagles haven't had great receivers until AJ and Devontae got here, but you know, like, I don't know how Justin Jefferson is and Jamar Chase and all these other guys. Like, I just don't know. I'm not around them. Maybe they really care about winning too. But I do believe AJ really, 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 really does care about winning. So when he says in there, you know, I'm fine with Saquon running the ball, I believe it. When he says, I know we need to pass the ball better because obviously we're running it at a high level and I want to win the Super Bowl, I believe it. Do I believe that he thinks Jalen's the problem? Just my opinion on this. Yeah, I think he probably thinks Jalen's the weak link. But, like, that's probably the case. I mean, he has the offense has elite receivers, an elite running back, an elite offensive line. And when Dallas Goedert plays, he's pretty close, if not an elite tight end. So, like, Jalen's around a lot of great players. It's not like Jalen's a weak link on a bad offense. Like, they have a good offense. So, yeah, I think AJ believes that they could be better in the passing game. So, I thought the way he talked about that, his desire to win and all those things, was really, really good. I thought he could not have handled that better. Considering the firestorm he was walking into, I thought he handled it really, really well. So after AJ spoke, Jalen Hurts spoke. And Jalen, you know, he went into it a little bit more. It is funny, like, AJ is so long answered when he wants to be, obviously, and he's not just saying passing. But he's a great speaker, like, and Jalen is just a much more quiet guy. So Jalen gets to the podium. He's asked about it. He's asked about it a few different ways. And here's what he had to say.
Jalen, there's been a lot of talk this week about your relationship with AJ, obviously, off of what Brandon Graham said. Just wonder if you want to offer a bit of clarity on the situation.
Yeah, we're good.
So I will say Jalen's press conference, and I didn't play the whole thing for you there, but Jalen's press conference was much more focused on him as a player. Like, there were a few AJ questions, but at that point, so many people had said they were good. He wasn't really pressed on it. He was pressed more about how he's playing. And we'll probably get into that on tomorrow's Daily Pod more, because I thought he had some interesting things to say about it. But there was one quote that really stuck with me. He was asked kind of about if the offense is built around him or if they're doing certain things because of him. And he acknowledged that, like, yeah, like, the offense, like most offenses, are built around the players, including him. But then he was asked, you know, if he feels a lot of pressure with all, like, the controversy and the attention and, you know, everybody talking about him. And, you know, he did joke that he has a pair of Jordans called, like, that, oh, man, like, heavy is the crown or something. So, like, I think he's aware of all the pressure, but he had a line which was, you know, he tends to thrive in these moments. So I definitely got the vibe from Jalen, like, he knows he needs to play better and he's ready to go. As far as the AJ stuff, like I said, he's pretty short on it, not a ton of questions, but I guess good to hear him say that they're okay. He did have one part, and I'll make sure that that's in there, where he kind of talked about, you know, how they were, well, he was asked, like, you guys were great friends before this, you know, the bonuses and the minuses of the positives and the negatives, the more common expression, obviously, of that. And I'll put that here. He had an interesting answer to that. So here's Jalen on that.
Your relationship with AJ obviously predates your time together here. Is there ways that is a helpful thing for you? And on the flip side, are there tests kind of given the dynamics of, you know, quarterback, wide receiver, high-pressure environment?
Yeah, I think, you know, as, you know, sometimes things change as dynamics change. But for him, he knows I had a lot of love for him, just like I got a lot of love for all these guys. And ultimately, you know, he's a guy that's a competitor. You know, he wants to win. He damn sure wants the ball. And he wants to make an impact in the game. And I respect that, you know, and that's just like all of us.
You know, the one part in there that's interesting is, you know, like, dynamics change. And I'm not trying to read, like, too much into it, but because he could just mean, obviously, like, dynamics change. Like, they weren't teammates, now they were. I do think, like, them being teammates has probably put a bit of a toll on their relationship, just my speculation from the outside looking in. But I thought he handled it pretty well. So AJ and Jalen, good job handling it. Nick Sirianni speaks earlier in the day, and now he had already spoken on WIP, so he was a little bit, you know, he repeated some of that stuff, but he was asked if he considers it 100% over, and here's what he had to say.
What was your feeling when you were done talking to those guys? This is not what everybody on the outside is thinking what it is.
Yeah, to how I kind of answered Elliot again, you go on your personal reactions, 100%. But we also understand of why it could look that way. But you address, again, I won't get into what we talk about in team meetings, what my personal talks are with these guys, but we address everything and anything and everything that we need to, you know, because we address it, right? And because I would like for you guys to ask me the questions about the Steelers, because it's going to be a tough game, but I understand that these are going to be the questions today. And so, because I can't dictate of what questions you guys are asking me, but I can do this in the team, is that you address it, right? You talk about it, you put it out there so that you can be here and here only for the Pittsburgh Steelers, because this is a really good football team that's coming in here, and we got to be on our A game. And so, again, all our focus now after you talk about it and after you go through all your conversations there is, boom, now our focus is on this. But to answer your question, yeah.
So Nick also said that he addressed it to the team. I'm hoping to get some more details on that as the week goes on, but it sounds like it was addressed to the team. You know, I don't know if Jalen spoke, if AJ spoke, Brandon spoke. I don't know the details of that, but I would imagine they did. And so I think, like, in addition to Nick, Jordan Mailata also spoke, and like, I don't have the audio from Jordan, but he had a quote that was basically saying, like, it's not going to be the Jalen and AJ show this week. It's about the Pittsburgh Steelers. And he didn't mean that in a, like, these guys causing controversy and attention. He meant like, they're not talking about it anymore. And I think that's definitely the message Nick tried to send in the team meeting and also just through the media. Like, he had one part where he said, you know, you guys asked about this, which is why we're talking about it, but like, they're not talking about it anymore. They've moved on. Jordan's moved on. AJ moved on. Jalen moved on. Nick moved on. So I think the feeling being down at the NovaCare, you know, obviously work for WIP, listen to it all the time. I'm on Twitter all the time. I see a lot of fan stuff. Like, outside the NovaCare, obviously, like, this is a massive story. Nationally it is, and it will continue to be so. Like, it will be on Sunday when they play the Steelers. But it's always interesting going into the NovaCare during a big-time controversy. Like, yes, there's more reporters and there's more pressure on what they say, but the feeling in the NovaCare, it wasn't like walking through the halls and you sense the tension. It wasn't like out at practice. It felt different. Like, the second I walked in the locker room, AJ was joking around with people. Jalen was being Jalen. Like, it obviously the questions and the controversy added to it, but it felt like a normal day at work. So it does seem like the Eagles are doing a good job moving past this. Clearly Sunday, big time game in terms of, you know, officially moving past this. So on the other side, we're not going to move past it because Nick had an answer, and there was a Brian Baldinger quote that I think, unfortunately, probably put some harsh perspective and reality on this. So if you're in a good mood, you think they handled it great, I'd maybe not listen to the second half of the pod. But if you want to hear what Baldy said, which I think was very revealing from something Jason Kelsey said, and then also another quote from Nick, tune in. Stay tuned, I should say. So on the other side, we'll have that all for you. But first, a word from our sponsor.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
All right, guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. And if you're betting college football bowl games, and that can be a dicey endeavor, we're the podcast for you. We're releasing breakdowns for every matchup with new episodes dropping almost every day. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
So like I said, at the NovaCare on Wednesday, it felt like business as usual, moving on. Yes, more reporters. Yes, tougher questions, but it wasn't like in the air as you walked around. And I'll be curious to see how it feels the rest of the week. But outside the NovaCare, things remain and they keep, and it's still a topic and it's going to keep being a topic. So Brian Baldinger was on the WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz, and he was asked about it, and he dropped a little interesting nugget in there about this whole thing. So here's Brian Baldinger talking about it.
So Baldy, we've won 9 in a row, but we've had a little bit of controversy here in Philadelphia. So AJ Brown gives the passing answer after the game as to what they can improve upon. And then I'm sure you heard or heard about, yep, Brandon Graham's comments, yep, on Monday night. What is your perspective on, I guess, all of this?
Well, I talked to Jason about it just, an hour ago, and, is the beef real? That's what I asked Jason. He goes, I think a little bit of it is overblown, but some of it is real. Like, it's just bizarre to me, honestly. Like, Jalen throws 21 times a game. Could he have thrown it on the first play of the game to A.J.? He could have. But he could have thrown it to A.J. instead of Devontae for a touchdown. He could have.
So here's the reality everybody's just going to have to accept. Whether you want them to be best friends, Jalen and A.J., whether you don't want them to, whether you think it matters, doesn't matter. There is simply too much smoke from people super close to the situation. And by that, I mean arguably the two greatest Eagles of all time, Brandon Graham and Jason Kelce, that clearly there is an issue. It is what it is. It doesn't mean they can't win. I looked it up. I think they're like 35-7 together, Jalen and AJ are. They've won big together. They've put up big stats together. They've gone to a Super Bowl together. They've gotten paid together. At some point in that process, it's pretty clear something happened. And I've said it a bunch of times week, like friendships are complicated, but it is clear that something is there. Jason Kelce wouldn't say that to Brian Baldinger, as Baldy said, if there was nothing there. Brandon Graham, no matter what he misinterpreted, he would not jump to that conclusion if there wasn't anything there, right? Like he wouldn't say that if he didn't think there was anything there. There's been too much talk over the last year from, like, if you're close to the team, it's like you hear things, right? Like, there's something there. And the question is then at its core, like, because obviously we all want AJ and Jalen to be friends. They're two great guys. Like, they've been friends. No one wants to see friends break up. As James said, friendship wins. So, like, we're all on the same page with that one. But I think where some people differ and when the fan base maybe fractures a little is how much does it matter? Is it media created? Like, all those things. It's clearly not media created. Obviously, something's there. But I thought Nick Sirianni gave an answer today that really summarizes like why it matters. So this was not a question about Jalen and AJ, to be clear, but it was a question about, how much, like, it was like you value relationships a lot. Why do you value relationships so much in sports and, I guess in general, but especially in football and in sports? And here's what Nick had to say.
These 4 years, you've been asked so much about personal relationships, whether it's coach, quarterback, quarterback, receiver, you go on down the list. How much does that matter in a professional setting?
Man, I think a big time. Anytime you go through any adversity, you need personal relationships. Anytime you go through any success where, you can get it, everything comes down to that. Again, I'd go back to this. You're willing to fight a little bit harder for somebody you care about. You're willing to stick up for the person a little bit more when it's somebody you care about. You're willing to go out. You're willing to work a little bit harder when it's somebody you care about. You're willing to scratch and claw and die a little bit more for somebody you care about. And so I think that's important. And I also think on the other end of that, Zach, is that when that you're able to get your coaching points across of what's important because that person knows you care about them and it's not an attack on him. It's how you were trying to get that person better. But they sometimes, you guys got to believe that based off of how your relationship is with them. So there's so many things. You want that extra effort. Like, this game is a game of inches and it's such a league that the parity is so tight. So you want that extra effort from everyone. That's not why you do it. You do it because that's why we got into this. That's why I got into this, is you're still part of a team. You still have the relationships with players. You still have the relationships with the other coaches. But those are the fruits of it, right? Is, again, they go a little harder. But also, you open their ears a little bit more to, okay, this guy and I are tight. Let me hear what he has to say even more so here. Because, again, football is different from way back. It was like, you do it because I said so. Like, that's there is part where you talk, no one talks like that, right? It's just like you have to build the relationship to get your coaching points across.
If you listen to that and still don't think it matters if Jalen and AJ are good, then I don't know what to tell you. Like, clearly Nick thinks it really matters. I'm not saying like Jalen and Nick specifically, although I think he probably does, but you do not want to have a team where two people have important roles. Like, look, I don't think it matters if the seventh cornerback and the number five wide receiver like each other. Or if, like, the backup, the third string right tackle and the second string left guard. Like, But there are certain relationships that you do really kind of have to get along. Head coach, quarterback, quarterback, wide receiver. I think the starting offensive lineman, it's super important they get along. It's probably really important the two linebackers get along. Like, there are just positions where it's important you get along. And why is that important? Because of exactly what Nick just said. And, you know, it's funny. There was a clip from Ian Rappaport of NFL Network where he was talking about like what he's heard on the situation, right? And you guys can speculate as to where he heard this. But basically it was, hey, you know what? Like, maybe they won't get dinner, but that's not all teammates, right? All teammates aren't like that. Some guys, we like to think that they're like that. We like to think that, you know, they go to work together and they don't. And you know what? I'll just play the Ian Rappaport clip for you. So here's Ian Rappaport talking about what he's heard about the AJ and Jalen thing.
It's always a little weird and alarming when you realize that there's 53 people in the locker room, actually more when you include the practice squad, and they are not all best friends. And that can be jarring, and it can be kind of off-putting, and you imagine that, like, they go in the locker room, they go to practice, they go in the locker room, then afterward they all go out to dinner, and then they go out for maybe drinks, and then they say goodnight and see each other the next morning. Like, that is not always the reality in the NFL or in literally any job, although for us it actually is, but not always in every job. So the fact that they may not be best friends, it doesn't sound great to the public, but it also doesn't matter.
So two very different perspectives. And I don't know who told Ian that. I'd imagine it's somebody important, you know. But I know it wasn't Nick. Like, you listen to Nick talk that way, and clearly Nick knows it's important that people get along. So while, yes, I don't think Jalen and AJ are on the best of terms. Just me, just based off everything we've heard, like, that's my opinion. And I do still think they could be a successful team. But man, it would be so much better if they were. And that's really what it comes down to. It would just be so much better if they were, because there will be moments of tension the rest of this season. They will, you know, they're not going to dominate their way to a Super Bowl title. Maybe they will, like, that'd be awesome, but I don't think they will. There will be times of tension. There will be big plays that are miscommunicated on any team, but like on this team, that will happen, right? And when you have a great relationship, as Nick said, it just matters in those moments. So you just got to hope things can work out. Like, it's kind of what it comes down to. I don't think Jalen and AJ are on like as good as they make it seem to be. I think they did a great job putting out the fire to an extent, but like that was also damage control, right? Like, let's be honest. There's too many people out there talking about this for it not to be a thing. So you listen to how Nick talks and what matters to him and what he values. Jalen and AJ to win long term and all those things, I really hope they can get back on the same page, because they were great friends before. You never want to see friends break up, and it really, really matters for this team. So that'll do it for today's pod. I know it was a long one. I know there was a lot of audio, but it's a big time with the team, and I wanted you guys to hear all that. So thank you guys so much for listening. We'll have the Parks pod for you later today, I believe. Obviously, Go Birds Radio on Saturday, and the Daily will be out on Friday. The dailies don't stop. That's why they're dailies. All right. I love you all. As always, he's Elliot. I'm James. Talk to you guys later.